With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Apple has agreed to pay $490 million to settle a class action lawsuit involving CEO Tim Cook.
The complaint says Cook signaled the iPhones released in September 2018 were off to a good start in China, one of the company's biggest markets. But in January 2019, Cook issued a warning that Apple's revenue for the just completed quarter would fall $9 billion below management's forecast. That triggered a 10% plunge in Apple's stock price, wiping out more than $70 billion in shareholder wealth. Apple has vehemently denied Cook deceived investors. The company says it decided to pay the money to avoid what it calls an overly burdensome, expensive, and distracting hassle. I'm Mike Hempen.
Tornadoes and severe thunderstorms slammed into sections of the Ohio Valley on Thursday, killing three people. More than 38 people were reported injured in the town of Winchester, Indiana. Resident Carrie Todd says they tried to see what was going on.
We did step outside to look at the tunnel. It was just tunnel of wind coming, and it looked like a bunch of black birds and stuff, but it wasn't. It was debris just coming, and it was heading our way.
In Logan County, Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine, after touring the storm damage, tells WSYX WTTE residents are banding together to help one another.
I had the chance to talk to some people who have lost their house or lost part of their house or who had been in some way impacted, and to see their spirit and their resilience and their toughness, how strong they are.
A tornado also struck the retirement community of Hot Springs Village in Arkansas. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 190 points. This is SRN News. Vice President Kamala Harris visited an abortion clinic in Minnesota's Twin Cities.
The White House says it marked the first time a president or vice president toured an abortion clinic while in office. It's the latest move by the Biden administration to demonstrate its commitment to reproductive rights, which the president's reelection campaign also considers a top priority. There are no restrictions on abortion at any stage of pregnancy in Minnesota, a state Mr. Biden won in 2020 by 7 percentage points. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A Japanese high court ruled that denying same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. However, the court does not have the power to overturn the current marriage law, which has been interpreted to restrict marriages between a man and a woman. Japan's government's known for its conservative family values and reluctance to promote gender equality and sexual diversity. Government offices may continue to deny marriage status to same-sex couples. This is SRN News. A Connecticut trooper has been acquitted in the shooting of a black man.
A white Connecticut state police trooper was acquitted of all charges Friday in the 2020 shooting death of a black community college student with mental illness after a high-speed chase. Mubarak Suleiman was shot as he sat behind the wheel of a stolen car holding a kitchen knife. Trooper Brian North, who fired 7 shots from close range, could have faced up to 40 years in prison. The state's inspector general said North and other officers were not in imminent danger because the car was blocked. North was acquitted by a 6-person jury in Milford. The shooting was decried by the local NAACP and clergy. A family lawsuit is pending. I'm Norman Hall.
North showed little emotion as the verdicts were read. Afterward, he shook hands with his lawyers and hugged the head of the state police union. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.